We're talking to Kylie Denise, of course, with Oklahoma Pork Council. Kylie, you've been busy, obviously, with the Oklahoma Youth Expo, but before that, you spent several days at National Pork Forum, and a lot of things went on there to impact the pork industry, not just this year, but probably for years to come.
That's right. Last week, we headed to the National Pork Industry Forum. Oklahoma took a total of 6 delegates that voted both with the Pork Act delegates and then the National Pork Producers Council as delegates there, too.
So let's talk about the things that some of the developments there. What was the mood of the attitude with all the uncertainty in the world today?
Yep. I would say overwhelmingly the attitude was positive because this was the first time we got together as an industry since COVID-19. And, of course, in the pork industry, we experienced slowdowns at the plants. And so I think our pork producers were really excited to get together and have that kind of community that we've been missing. At the same time, though, there's been a lot of talk around what makes sense for the industry going forward. We learned a lot through COVID and those supply chain challenges that we mentioned. And so the mindset of many pork producers was, what do we need to do today? What decisions do we need to do today to prepare us for a better future?
So with all that said, maybe some specifics of what kind of transpired.
Yep. Specifically, we had a pork visioning task force is what it was called. And this was really kind of a year in the making, this conversation of what do we do going forward to be best prepared for what's next. And here in Oklahoma, our board president, Joe Popplewell, who is with Seaboard Foods, had a seat on that pork visioning task force. He was one of 19 folks from across the country that really talked about the rate, which is paid by a pork producer into the pork checkoff, as well as voluntarily into the strategic investment program through the National Pork Producers Council. So that group has worked a year, met a couple of different times just to talk about how that funding mechanism needs to be going forward. And then ultimately that led to a vote at the National Pork Industry Forum, both in the Pork Act delegate session and then the National Pork Producers Association delegate session.
And that decision was what, to cut the checkoff a little bit?
We were to reduce the checkoff by 5 cents, making it 35 cents per $100 of value. And then the point there would be translate that 5 cents into the voluntary program. And just thinking about the Pork Act or the Pork Checkoff versus the National Pork Producers Council, the Strategic Investment Program, those dollars were removed from the mandatory checkoff that's promotion, education, research into the voluntary side. You know, we can work on issues, and there are a ton of them, right? Pick the state, pick the type of issue. And so by moving that 5 cents into the voluntary space, we can work on issues more strategically.
How does that work with USDA? You have to just inform them that that's the decision of the industry?
The Pork Act delegates, they get together to each year to determine the rate which the checkoff should be, and they make the recommendation to the USDA. And so the vote, overwhelmingly, the majority was to reduce the checkoff by the 5 cents. The implementation date was January 1, 2023. So there's a timeline as well that's been recommended to Secretary Vilsack. So he's got that, and now I think we all wait to see those changes come to fruition. But again, that January 1, 2023 is the timeline that the Pork Act delegates voted on.
What else was going on as far as some of the actions of policy? Everybody's watching what's going on with trade these days as well.
Yeah, it was really refreshing. We've got a new CEO at the National Pork Producers Council in Brian Humphreys, and I had the pleasure of working with Brian Humphreys when he was at the National Pork Board. So it was great to see him on the stage celebrating Neil Dirks, who just retired from the National Pork Producers Council. But Brian talked a lot of things, right? Issues, trade, some FAD work. You know, African swine fever continues to loom, being in the Western Hemisphere. So a lot of discussion on a lot of different points. But overwhelmingly, people were just excited to get together and then talk about future. What do we do?
On African swine fever, I mean, are any calming of fears, or do you feel like you've kind of got things, arms around what's going on with what's going on in Hispaniola?
I think that here in the U.S., we will continue to focus on preparedness and want to be of the mindset that it doesn't get here. But in the event it does, it changes things for us. So I don't know that I will have any evening where I sleep better thinking the African swine fever is not a threat. And I think that that's what many pork producers think as well. Like, we've always got to be mindful and prepared. And it's African swine fever plus other foreign animal diseases that keep us up at night.
Overall, the economic well-being right now, producers, hog producers like anybody else in agriculture is dealing with high gas prices, high fuel prices, diesel. fertilizer costs, other input costs. You know, what was the discussion in that regard?
Yeah, of course, it's top of mind. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned several of the different input costs that it takes us to put put a pound of pork on a consumer's plate. But there's other things like people, right? Wages are higher. There's more demand from our folks that work in our industry. And so it just continues, you know, unfortunately. But I think that we're real proud of what we do. We're real proud of putting a safe, affordable protein on consumers' plates. And that's the mindset that pork producers in Oklahoma have, pork producers across the country have, and we're going to stick with that.